Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, thanks for being here on Lincoln Live. This is Dale Johnson on KFOR FM, 103.3, 1240 AM. I'm going to test your memory. You remember back in late October, early November, we had Joel Sartori here from National Geographic, award-winning photographer from Lincoln, Nebraska. And we had a conversation about Joel's new books, the Photo Arc Wonders book and the Photo Arc ABC, the children's book. And at the end, we sort of made a commitment to each other to have Joel back when there was a milestone approaching. And sure enough, you're a man of your word. Joel Sartori here.
Here I am.
You are a man of your word.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming back.
My pleasure, Dale.
It was a big deal then, and it's a big deal now. It's always a big damn deal when you're
to
here.
To be in front of Dale Johnson, yes. It sure is. So, your Highness. I have to call you that, right? Your Highness.
All right. And the reason you are back is we'll tease back to October, early November. We were mentioning that your 12,000th species photographed either in a zoo or a sanctuary. You will reach that point here very soon, and you are close to that?
No, we've passed it now, believe it or not. We crossed the 12,000 species mark recently in the United Arab Emirates, in the Emirate of Sharjah, at the Arabian Wildlife Center with an Arabian cobra. He's hooded up. He's standing up. He's flicking his tongue. He's trying to taste the air and see what I'm about. So it's a fully hooded Arabian cobra standing up and looking at the camera, and that's our 12,000 species. So we figure the world has about 20 to 22,000 species in human care at aquariums, zoos, wildlife rehab centers, private breeders, collections. So yeah, we're getting there. We can see some light at the end of the tunnel.
You're over halfway.
We are. We better be. I'm 59. Tick, tick, tick. You know, I've been doing this 15 years now. We crossed the 15-year mark last summer. So we figure another 10, 15 years will do it. And, we're on our way. So that was a big milestone. In August, I went to Peru to get the world's only captive Amazon short-eared dog. It's a canine species that lives in the jungles in the Amazon. So there was a wildlife rehab center that has one. Went down there and photographed her. Went around to other places with a Peruvian guide, Iquitos, Peru, and all sorts of different little villages and towns to get whatever animals they had at small zoos and at wildlife rehab groups, really. Lots of primates, lots of monkeys, and they poop all over the backgrounds. It's not pleasing, but it's the truth. But, that was a really big, big deal to get that dog. And we always, wherever we go, we kind of go for a target species. And then we fill out the trip with lots of other places so we don't just go all the way for one animal. That'd be a big burn of carbon to get there on an airplane to just do one animal. So we don't do it that way. The UAE was really interesting as Peru, in that it's just complete. We went in late August and just super hot and into September. So hot that, I mean, it'd be 100 degrees at 10 o'clock at night. It'd be 116 during the day. And we were there in fall, there early fall. And just so humid and miserable. But the wildlife was amazing. We went to lots of different places that it just seems too hot for people to live in. But they have a lot of air conditioning. Everywhere. They have outdoor air conditioning in some places. UAE is a fairly wealthy place. And I remember laying in the dirt in a big kind of a barnyard to photograph white bearded wildebeest. They had built a big white wall with a white floor out in the middle of this barnyard, and they had browse for this animal. And he stepped right up, and we were able to get pictures. And I was out there laying in the dirt kind of shooting this animal full profile from down low, and I was out there about a half hour, and I was completely soaked through. My shirt, my pants, everything, just completely soaked through with sweat. And I looked at the clock on my phone, and it said 6:33 a.m. That's how hot it is there. It was, you know, nearly 100 degrees at 6 in the morning when we started. So just a very different way of looking at things. They have air-conditioned stalls for a lot of their ungulates, a lot of their grazing animals at zoos have air conditioning or fans with water vapor pumped through them so the animals can stay cool during the heat of the day. And a very different way of life. And it's just like Lawrence of Arabia, lots of sand dunes and sandstorms once in a while. And some of the most exotic, interesting animals in the world are all in this place. They have some of the world's best collections of North African animals are in the UAE. So I was thrilled to go there. And Cole, my son Cole, went with me, and we were there 17 days and got 289 species and subspecies. And we crossed the 12,000 species mark. So next up is
13. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, before I go, I got to mention one thing, Dale, very special thing. We got asked to be on General Hospital by the executive producer of the show. He contacted Geographic. So I think November 16th, I think, mid-November, that'll air on General Hospital. They had a pretend art gallery exhibit and had me as the guest of honor during the pretend opening. And I had like 10 lines to memorize and couldn't get through them. And I'm going to get the award for most wooden performance. And Kathy's in the background as an extra in the gallery. So that was very fun. Very, very interesting.
Tell me when that is on again.
We think it's going to be November 16th at 1 o'clock on ABC. November 16th, 1 o'clock on ABC. We think. But I only had about 10 lines. I mean, I think 5 scenes. And people, all these actors milling about the set and looking at these pictures. And then they're pretending to talk. They can't even whisper. They're just pretending to be talking in the background and pointing to pictures of animals. And then the various characters say something. But we just had a hoot. It was amazing because these actors, I mean, like a big budget show on Netflix or a major motion picture, we were told they might get through 6, 8, 10 pages of dialogue in a day on the script. At General Hospital, they went through 126 pages of script that day. I mean, they crank it out. They really are great at memorizing things, and I am terrible at memorizing things. I'm good at winging it, but bad at memorization. So I'd memorize my lines, and then I saw these people looking at me, and I froze up. And
well, TV doesn't freak you out, though. You for
oh,
years
no, but,
were
no, but
on,
if I have
CBS.
To memorize something, that side of the brain must be also where you learn language and math and chemistry, because there's nothing up there. It's just dusty. There's tumbleweeds up there. There's a cricket, but he's not even chirping. It's just dusty. So, yeah, memorization I have a terrible time with. But I can wing it and chatter away all day long. It was a remarkable experience. So those actors worked from 6:30 in the morning till 9:38 p.m. We were there from about 10:30 to 7 o'clock at night, 10:30 a.m. to 7 o'clock for my 5 scenes. But they are real working actors and actresses. They really gut it out. And they're getting all that much dialogue a day. It's not really unusual for them to go through that much. 125 pages in a day?
Memorized.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
Again, November 16th?
Yeah, November 16th. General Hospital's on at 1 o'clock here on ABC. Oh, what else? If people want the Wonders book or the Photo Arc ABC, mm-hmm. they can get a hold of our office at 474-1006, 474-1006, or they can go to our website, joelsartori.com, and we're happy to personalize any books people want.
Yeah, better yet, an autographed is on that site, right?
Yeah,
autographed
absolutely.
Books
yeah,
are on
you
that
can't
site.
Get signed books unless you come to our office.
Yeah.
Yeah, the books that you get at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon, they're not signed.
No.
So.
And there's still time to order them, get them delivered.
Oh, yeah,
delivered,
we turn books around that day.
For Christmas is what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Well, you kept your promise, came back.
Here I be, Dale.
Revealed.
It was an easy promise to keep when it's Dale Johnson at the microphone.
Okay, thank you for coming in. Joel Sartori with me on Lincoln Live.